you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, February 19th, 2018. I have two special guests in the studio with me, and I don't know if you feel prayed up today, but we just finished praying for you and for this program and how God may use it in your lives and in our lives, too. And so you're going to meet two special friends. One I've known for many years, Tom Brown, who's with Wells Fargo Advisors. And actually, you and I've been in a small group, what, three, four, five? How many years have we been meeting?
Probably 5 years.
About 5 years on Thursdays or every other Thursday, sometimes a break for the summer. But I've known Tom's heart and his faith journey and walk with the Lord and a prior trip to Israel some years ago. And a new friend, Pastor Willie, who's the, would you say, senior pastor at the Berean Covenant Church here in Champaign?
Yes, yes, definitely.
And you've been here.
This will be, we'll celebrate our ninth year.
Ninth year here.
Of being here.
And we're going to talk about why you got here and how God led you here, even being reluctant initially, and then seeing how he's raised you up to be. Are you considered also the director, or what's your title with the East Central Illinois Youth for Christ?
Executive Director of East Central Illinois.
Executive Director. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk a little about that faith journey. But we prayed up a couple different things specifically for this program, that we could raise awareness of the unique and special work that Pastor Willie's doing through East Central Illinois Youth for Christ.
Amen.
We can introduce you, our Great News Radio listener, to their various programs and maybe a way you can volunteer or financially support it. In fact, there's a banquet coming up on Tuesday, May 8th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Round Barn, and there'll be a lot more to say about that. You can hear different radio announcements in the coming days, but you can put that on your calendar. And then the special midnight basketball that you have, that's a really great outreach for the youth and is being used of God in a variety of ways. But Tom, I guess some weeks back at our Pinnacle Forum, our small group meeting, you were sharing with the guys that there's this guy you got to meet. His name is Pastor Willie. He's enthusiastic. He's passionate about his work. He's sacrificial. He gives a lot of time and hour and effort. And I don't know if everyone knows the great work he's doing for East Central Illinois Youth for Christ, but is there some way maybe we as a group can get behind him? And why were you so interested in promoting Pastor Willie to our listeners and letting people know more about Youth for Christ?
Well, I met Willie probably about 2 years ago. I felt a connection right away with him. And I've learned a lot about his ministry over the last 2 years, and I've watched the things that have been happening in the midnight basketball. And it's an obviously very effective ministry. Willie is a very special person, and these kids absolutely love him. They're just drawn to him. And, I mean, he fills up three gyms every Friday night. And these are kids that most of them will not be in church on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So the ministry is very effective. I'll let him tell you the numbers, but they're very impressive on the number of people that he's been able to lead to Christ.
Well, Pastor Willie, how about taking us through some of that faith journey? Did you know 20, 30 years ago that you were going to be called to reach the youth? Were you a Christian at an early age? Who was influential in leading you to Christ? And then how you got down here? So in the next 5 or 7 minutes, give us a little testimony of your faith journey.
I can definitely do that. Well, my mom, I tell people I was a drug baby. I was drugged to church every Sunday. Every time the doors were open, she drug all of us in. And in doing so, we got involved. We sang in a choir, did the basic things. But church was never, you know, I was a kid at church, period, you know. And then afterwards, there was this one day that was life-changing for me. I came downstairs. I'd come home from the military. I come downstairs. We're in this small storefront church. And
you're about 20, 27?
Yeah, I'm about 23.
Okay.
About 23 years old. My mom had asked me if I would help her with the youth at her church. I told her no, not at all. That's not what I wanted to do. I wasn't interested. And I come downstairs, and we're in this small storefront church. It was called Fidelity Baptist Church.
Now, where is this? In Illinois?
This is in Chicago.
Okay, Chicago.
This is on the south. south side of Chicago, and it's like a ton of kids for whatever reason this day, and they're all sitting in the choir stand, and they're just rambunctious. They're all over the place. I'm looking at the elders in the church, and they don't know what to do. They're just looking at these kids like, oh, my God, would somebody do something? The Holy Spirit literally stopped me. I was walking, and I stopped. It was almost like this out-of-body experience. Mm-hmm. So I can see everybody. I can see what's going on, but I can't hear anything. Mm-hmm. And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, do something with these kids, just like that. And, you know, and I'm going, do what? You know, and I'm having this whole conversation. And he said, start a youth choir, do something. I don't know. Figure it out. And, you know, so I'm like, you know, if this is the Holy Spirit, you already know what you want to do. Like, what do you mean figure it out? I go up, I ask the kids, this is a true story. I ask the kids, I say, hey, how about we start a youth choir? And they went bananas. Mm-hmm. They went crazy. We started a youth choir. And next thing I know, kids started coming from all over the city of Chicago. There was kids from the west side coming. I knew nothing about a choir. Did I mention that? I knew nothing. I knew how to play drums. That was it. But from that, that was that point. I ended up leaving that church and going to Salem Baptist Church on the far south side where Pastor Meeks was a pastor. Mm-hmm. And when I got there was a youth ministry, and it was about 400 to 500 kids. Wow. At this youth ministry. We transitioned from there. We transitioned youth pastors. I became the youth pastor.
Was Sabrina introduced to you at this point? Were you married? When did she come along?
Yeah, she came along a little before that. We hadn't gotten married yet. We had just started dating. Okay. I was going to college, and she was going to the same school. And so she was coming around. Sure. and getting there. And I end up becoming the youth pastor at this big old place. By that time, the numbers had dwindled down to maybe 100, and then I took over, and then, praise God, we had gotten it back up, and we had about 650 kids, teenagers, coming to church every Sunday. And so that's kind of how I got this into this youth ministry thing. It was definitely not supposed to continue to happen. When God called me to plant Berean Covenant, we were supposed to be done with the youth ministry piece. So,
yeah, I think that's like the goal of most pastors. You earn your stripes with the youth department, and then you can't wait to get to the young married or, you know, the pastor.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I was supposed to be done with this. I get here and
Well, tell us a little about So you're in Chicago and you get a call from your brother-in-law or something about coming down.
My brother-in-law. Okay. So I'm in Chicago. I'm minding my business. We're having great ministry. I get this call from my brother-in-law. He says, hey, man, listen, I know that you're a Michigan fan. I'm sorry, all Illini fans. I am so sorry. I am now an Illini fan, but that time I was a Michigan fan. He said, we're getting ready to beat the brakes off Michigan. I've got tickets. Come on down. I come down to this game. I'm waiting to go to this Michigan-Illini game. I'm at a tailgate. I'm sitting outside. I see a young man walk up. He is inebriated. I talk to him. I ask him, man, what's going on? He said, man, I just turned 21, and, you know, we've been partying all night. And then in the midst of that, another guy drives up. He has a casket attached to the back of this truck, a full-size casket. And so, I'm thinking, you know, he's saying, kill Michigan. You know, he had a little Michigan. He opens it, and he's insulated it, and it's a cooler.
Oh,
and it's full of alcoholic beverages. And so I watch these kids reach back in and start drinking again. And that's when the Holy Spirit said to me, this is why I want you to come here. And I said, no. And he said, you are. And I said, I'm not. And he said, and so, yeah, we can see who won that battle.
Yeah, and that was a process, too, of being reluctant. No, God, I want to either finish out the ministry here in Chicagoland or move on to bigger and better things. Now, was your wife involved in some of that prayer time or entertaining? Could this be of God or is this not?
Now, her sister was living here. So for her, you know, it's like, wow, I get to be around my sister. You know, maybe this is a God thing. But we were doing great ministry in Chicago. My wife was very much engaged in working with the girls in Chicago. And so we were having a great time, and we began to pray and fast and see if this was really a God thing. And it really was. I mean, on that was on Saturday, from the game. On Tuesday, I get to my office. I get a phone call from the Evangelical Covenant Church. They said to me, we're looking to plant ethnic churches. Your name came up. Would you be interested? And I said, yes, of course. I just had this argument with God. And they asked me, where would I like to plant? And I just had this fight with God. So, of course, I said Champaign. And that was on Tuesday. On Thursday, I was in California at a church planters training. And a year later, I was on my way to Champaign.
So that was about 9 years ago?
That was about 9 years ago that actually happened. It was like 2009.
And so you've been serving as the pastor at the Berean Covenant Church many years.
This church plant.
Mm-hmm. And then when did you transition into this executive director of the Central Illinois Youth for Christ?
So 2014.
About 3 years ago or so.
Yeah, 2014, I was minding my business again. I was subbing in school, trying to make ends meet because I'm a church plant.
Now, maybe explain for many of our listeners, they think, oh, a pastor, they only just work on Sunday and, you know, they get this paycheck and, you know, maybe they do a few funerals and a wedding. Yeah. So you're bivocational where you have to actually work too and pastor and do all the various duties.
Yes. There's not enough money to make me a full-time on-staff pastor.
Okay.
So I am subbing in the schools here in town and doing that, and it's fine. It's making the ends meet, and my wife is in school, and, you know, so it's just a whole lot going on.
Now, she in school as a student, or she also teaches?
She was teaching, and she was in school.
Okay.
Finishing up her teaching degree and all of that, and so we are down here, and we just, it's working. You know, I'm still looking at God, trying to figure out, why did you want me to come here, and I still don't know all of that, but we're here, and it's working. And he, for whatever reason, I had written this plan that we were going to do in Chicago. We were going to start a community center, a community art center. I work with one of my colleagues in Chicago, Phil Jackson. We opened up one. He opened it on the west side of Chicago. He's seeing about 1,500 kids a day coming to this community arts center from the west side. So I was going to do one on the south side. God told me to move here, so I said, well, I'll just do it here. I had written a plan, had the plan sitting on a friend's desk, Jeff Johnson, and who's an architect, and he had been talking. Jeff and I had been talking back and forth. And one of the board, the head of the board of YFC, East Central Illinois Youth for Christ, came in Jeff's office, and he looked at it, and he said, you know, he picked it up and started skimming through it and said, where did this come from? Who did this? And so, of course, Jeff told him and gave him my number, and the next thing I know, I get this strange phone call from this guy named Jason Combs, and I'm going,
sure.
Okay, he said, you know, can we do lunch? I said, sure, let's do it. We do lunch, and he said, we're praying about, what would you think about being the executive director of Youth for Christ, East Central Illinois? Well, don't know what an executive director does, never been an executive director, never studied executive director, went to college, has, you know, a theology degree, don't know. And so I said, I'll try it, you know, I don't know what it is. So that's how I ended up with Youth for Christ and doing what we're doing today. They asked me at the board meeting, you know, what kind of ideas would I've had in terms of ministry. I've got a gazillion ideas in terms of reaching at-risk youth. They wanted to focus on at-risk youth in this community. It's actually what God had showed me after I had gotten here, that's what he was calling me to do. And so one of the things that they had a basketball program, and I thought, no, this would be more effective if we did this on a Friday night, late night on Fridays. It'll get kids off the street when they're generally in trouble, and hopefully they'll be too tired to get up and do something stupid on Saturday. So that was kind of the midnight basketball piece. And then they had a parent life program, and so we wanted to take that and make sure that we were reaching teen moms and teen dads who were having children and didn't know how to parent. So those were the two programs we kind of embraced and have been running since.
Now, with both of those programs, is there a need for volunteers? Anyone that knows me, when somebody says, Mark, is there a way I can help? I blossom. It's like, oh, I get fired up. And it seems like to handle a program where you have hundreds of these students or these younger girls or younger families that are trying to navigate simple things, how to balance a bank book or, you know, how to shop properly and get nutrition.
You've
get
been
good
in our
foods
program.
Or, yeah. Maybe I even need to walk through it myself. So somebody listening right now, they're like, wow, working with youth, I don't know. I might be too old to do that, or would I be trained, or what would they need? Maybe a heart to do it?
Initially, you would need a heart. Okay. You would need a heart to work with this group of kids, because this is a different group. This mm-hmm. is a group that most of them have had no privilege in their lives. Most of them have come from very, very humble, tough kind of beginnings, kind of like my own beginnings, mm-hmm. so which is what makes me understand where they're coming from. But a person who wanted to get involved, Mark, it would be just simple. For our Parent Life program, we always are looking for mentor moms and dads, those who have been moms and dads and were successful at that, who could come alongside a young person, a teenager, and say, listen, I will be a personal mentor to them, mm-hmm. help them get to our program. That program meets at Meadowbrook Church on Monday nights from 6 to 8, and so would say, hey, listen, I could help pick up a kid and drive them and make sure they're at the program. At that program, we give out diapers to all of the parents. We make sure that they have a meal every night together so that they learn how to feed their children while they're taking care of themselves. And so being able to help them figure through all of those things. So we're always looking for mentor moms and mentor dads. With Midnight Basketball, we are always looking for anybody
late owls.
Who would hang out with us late at Booker T. Washington. They could volunteer at our elementary school. And that's from 4 to 6. So if you're kind of a 4 to 6 kind of person, you could come to Booker T. Washington and hang out. You could be a referee. You could be a coach. You could, take a group of kids. What I would love to see is volunteers who would take a group of kids, and they become their kids. Right. You coach them, but you're really coaching them. You know, we have prayer. We have Bible study before we play any basketball, because I really don't care about the basketball. I care about somebody getting to the hearts of the kids.
Yeah, the basketball is the hook to get them in.
That's all it is.
And then you love on them and teach them godly principles. And
honestly, that is really what it is. Our middle school meets at Stratton from 8 to 11. So if you're kind of not late out, but you could give, from 8 to 10, that would be with our middle school kids. And if you just really, want to go over the top, you can hang out with me in the high school gym at Douglas Park from 9 until 12 midnight. Generally, we finally get kids home about 12:30. But you could come and just be a driver. You could literally come and say at 11 o'clock, I know that they're letting out the middle school gym. Kent Hollis works the middle school gym. And you could just meet and just to take kids home.
So is there a phone number for people to call for more information? I know you have a website, YFC, that stands for Youth for Christ, YFC. ECI.org, and that's East Central Illinois. So YFCECI.org. Or is there a phone number to call for more information?
Oh, yes. You can literally call me direct. This is so important. You can call me direct at 708-267-8778. And I will be able to walk you through from that point. And there will be a training. So it's not like you coming and it's like, okay, how do I deal with urban kids? How do I deal with, oh, my God, No, we'll train you. We'll talk with you. And then kids are the same once they built relationships.
Right, right.
It doesn't change.
Yeah, once they feel you care and you're investing yourself, they blossom and are very encouraged by it. So your phone number again was 708-267-8778.
Yes.
708-267-8778. And the website is YFCECI.org. Put on your calendar Tuesday, May 8th. There's going to be a fundraising banquet for the East Central Illinois Youth for Christ, 6 to 8 p.m. at Round Barn. More to say about that in the days ahead. And you can always stop by the website. I'm sure they'll have updated information on how you can register. There will be a meal and it will be a fundraiser. So save up your pennies now and be ready to write that big check in the coming days. It's a great work that Pastor Willie is doing. And say somebody says, I don't have a church home on Sunday, where is the Berean Covenant Church located?
You can stop by Berean at 706 Bloomington Road. We are right behind Home Depot. So if you get to Home Depot, you'll see the signs outside that says Berean Covenant Church.
Berean Covenant Church, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign. What time is your service?
We start from 10. We go 10 to 12, and we're at home.
10 to 12. And is it a lot of youth? Is it all ages?
It's It's multi-generational.
Okay, multi-generational.
Yeah. Yes.
Church home, services on Sunday, East Central Illinois Youth for Christ, a great ministry reaching the youth throughout our area, and Pastor Willie is their executive director. And I know you shouted out a few different people, Ken Hollis, and how big of a staff do you have?
Right now, we have a staff of five.
Okay.
Everyone's part-time except me. So we're definitely trying to stretch that and make that bigger in terms of...
And you're just full-time in two different occupations, vocations, callings.
Mark.
Well, Tom had said, no dull moments. He said to our small group, he said, we got to figure out a way to support and help and assist and work with this guy and raise awareness. And I said, sounds great, Tom. I'll have to have him in. And so thank you, Tom. You've been very encouraged and blessed by what you've seen God doing through Willie and through some of the kids, right?
Thank you, Mark, for inviting us for this, because I think it's really going to be beneficial that this word gets out. And, you know, thank God for bringing Willie to this community and the impact that he's having here. So.
And I'm sure at the website yfceci.org you can find out how you can financially support or mail in a donation.
Give online.
There'll be an address and give online. Put down Tuesday, May 8th on your calendar for a fundraising banquet. And if you want to talk to Pastor Willie and learn how you can be called to be a volunteer and help in a variety of ways. And like Pastor Willie mentioned, you don't necessarily have to know all about basketball and dribbling and being a coach. You might be a driver, and that would be a great need to get these kids home safely at night and cared for, and all you need is a vehicle and to be able to drive them around. And you can call Pastor Willie at 708-267-8778. That's 708-267-8778. East Central Illinois Youth for Christ needs your help. Be praying them up and pray up Pastor Willie in the days ahead as he serves these kids that really need to be loved and cared for.
Amen.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that wicked man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.